GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Lots of claims, lots of conclusions coming in our MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. As we talk about Bangor police issuing a summons for assault. It wasn't an arrest. It was simply a summons for assault. That doesn't normally make headlines, but this summons was handed to a man named Jeremy Judd, age 41, of Mechanic Falls. And if you look beyond the news release that came from Bangor police, you'll find that Jeremy Judd is a Maine game warden. He was on Northwoods Law. He was one of the four in the arrest of John Williams, the man who was eventually convicted of the murder of Somerset County Sheriff's Corporal Eugene Cole. And Jeremy Judd is also a Maine game warden who shot three times and killed a man in Rumford in 2011. This person writes to us, he may have been off duty, but he's still a law enforcement officer, and we need more information. Well, no further information is coming from Bangor police on this. That was the last line of the news release.
Well, they are not required to give us any more. They call it an incident. It took place at the Florida-Georgia Line Country Hootenanny Concert, which
I love you.
Had a ton of people there. It was down at the pavilion. I don't know I have no idea what happened. He was off duty.
Yeah, this person writes to us, no, he was off duty. He's a regular member of society at that point. He's not a game warden. Treat him as such, but we don't.
Well, the question that you brought up earlier, and the question is, are we treating this differently than we would treat any common person? And the answer is, yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. And it happens frequently. This is not an infrequent thing that you face in the news business. Or you do it with a minister, you do it with a Boy Scout, you do it with a coach, you do it with anybody that has any kind of public persona. You'll identify that public persona immediately. I can remember a case of a city councilor from another town who got an OUI in Bangor. The headline didn't say Mr. Joe Jones was arrested for OUI. It mm-hmm. said city councilor of mm-hmm. blank blank.
Yep.
It goes with the territory, I suppose. Not always fair, mm-hmm. but that's the way the news job works.
I agree with you. Yes, and as we are taught to say in the world of relations with other people, because news is the unusual as well as the notable. And what happens that is out of the ordinary. But what is out of the ordinary is that this is simply a summons. It's not an arrest. And there is a difference.
Well, he's going to court. He's being charged with assault. Right? There may be some small technicalities. Maybe when Brett Baber comes in, we're going to ask him what the technicality is here. He's going to court. He's going to be charged with assault.
This person writes to us, that last texter is wrong. LEOs, law enforcement officers, are never off duty. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We're asking you the question of the day. Should Maine game warden Jeremy Judd's summons for assault been treated differently than any other police matter by news outlets?
No, it shouldn't. And for those that say that it should, my next question that begs to be asked is, should his punishment also be different than everybody else? You've got to have one system where everybody's treated equally. I know that they try to do it. It isn't done. But you've got to at least attempt to do that.
1-800-966-1039. Dan from Bath writes to us, you might not be on the payroll at the time, but you were always on duty. This person writes to us, you wear a badge. You are never off duty. They treated him different the minute they handed him a summons instead of an arrest. Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Maine game warden Jeremy Judd's summons for assault been treated differently than any other police matter by news outlets?
It should have been.
Tell us more.
Well, my opinion is they're going to try to use this on that Williams case and try to make it sound like that even though he had killed this officer, that everybody makes mistakes and that, you know, even this officer can go out and make mistakes and we're going to forgive him And I think a lot of people are going to think that this is going to be pushed underneath the table because he is an officer.
Okay, that's an interesting thought, but let's take it a step further. Had Jeremy Judd's actions at this concert, even though it was after the conviction, and even though Williams' defense attorney might be thinking, here's something that I can bring up when it's time for an appeal, don't you think Jeremy Judd's actions in the autumn of 2011 in the town of Rumford would have already come up in court to say, Your Honor, here's a game warden who was, I'm going to play bad prosecutor here for a moment, George, okay?
I would, considering you don't have a license, I would say bad prosecutor.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm going to play bad prosecutor here and say, Your Honor, here's Jeremy Judd. He's one of the four that brought him in. This is the same man that shot three times and killed a guy in the fall of 2011 in Rumford. Don't you think that already would have come out in court?
I'm not sure it would have been admitted. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been.
But that person thinks that last caller thinks that here's an incident involving one of the four that's going to come back during the Williams appeal.
I don't know how they can do that. But so let's flip it over the other way. And I've said before on the program this morning, I've always had difficulty with this type of story. And we've all done them for years, right? Mm-hmm. Because of people who run afoul of the law. What happens when he goes to court? And he will. I mean, he's been charged with assault. There will be a court day. He'll go to court. Unless there's a plea bargain or it's dropped. Assuming it goes to court.
It often is, especially just a summons.
Yep. What happens if he's not guilty? How do we get it all back? What happens if the judge throws it out, or I don't know if it goes to a jury or however? Suppose they say, no, he didn't do it. I mean, when police charge you, you're charged. It doesn't mean you're guilty. And this is no reflection on the Bangor police. I don't know what happened. It's an incident. But suppose the whole thing goes away. Now, how does he get back everything that the news has been reporting?
How does any politician do that? 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello. Our question of the day. Should Maine Game Warden Jeremy Judd's summons for assault been treated differently than any other police matter by news outlets?
Yes, I think it should, because he's a public figure. If Rick Tyler assaults somebody at a concert, it's going to come out that Rick Tyler, you know, big morning talk show host, blah, blah, blah. You know, but I'm curious about the summons part. If you're in a crowd of people, and basically you're in a fight, or you cause a fight, or you assault somebody in that crowd, I thought the officers were supposed to remove you. So you're basically saying they left him there or allowed him to leave on his own and gave him a summons?
What we don't know is
don't
if it occurred. What we don't know is, and I was you're in my head in that regard, because in going to a concert before, whether it's at Darling's Waterfront Pavilion or Rock Row in Westbrook or Balsam Valley, I've never seen one at the Collins Center for the Arts, but oftentimes you see them escorted from the facility. If it's that bad, you get escorted out. If it's that bad, you get charged with assault. It's not that bad,
did it happen before the concert, after the concert, during the concert?
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Should Maine Game Warden Jeremy Judd's summons for assault been treated differently than any other police matter by news outlets?
I don't think it's good. Law enforcement by itself is different than any other municipality or public figure, because when you're off duty or we're off duty, we've dealt with assaults. We bump into suspects. We bump into people that have been charged. And unlike a fireman, unlike a police radio talk show host or a doctor or a priest, job title travels with us. However, we often get in confrontations with suspects, and they remember that when we're out with our families.
It's a life you choose to live when you put on the badge and put on the uniform.
It's true of many professions, though. This happens to be a police officer. What about?
Well, it happens to be a game warden.
Well, he's a police officer of type, game warden, same difference. They have arrest capability. But if, how would you like to be the story of the minister's son who gets arrested? What's going to what happens when a prominent minister and his son does something wrong? What's going to happen in that story, Rick? You know, and I know from years of experience what will happen in that story.
This person writes to us, assault is verbal, battery is physical. Could it have been just a shouting match?
I have no idea.
And a shouting match, you could see that there might be a summons. We'll sort it out later. It's not an arrest. You don't have to leave the concert venue. Caller, hi, you get the last word. Should Maine Game Warden Jeremy Judd's summons for assault been treated differently than any other police matter by news outlets?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. The last 10 years, we've been putting our poor policemen and our game wardens under the microscope. For some reason, I don't know why, but we need the best of men to do that job. Just like running for president or anything else. If you start dragging these men and women through the mud, like we have been in the media, we're not going to have good men and good women want to do these jobs. I love you guys. Keep it going.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.